You're listening to SBS News.
Eager to promote unity and understanding, incoming Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdel Azim Al Afifi says he wants to build on the strong work of his predecessor to help both the Muslim and Australian communities. Speaking in his first major English language interview in his new role, the highest official of religious law for Sunni Muslims says mutual trust and respect is vital.
It's a big responsibility, and I will do my best to benefit the Muslim community and the broader Australian community, because we're all one family and we have to help each other and work together. So I open my heart and extend my hand for everyone to work together to continue building and improving and developing Australia.
Australian Grand Muftis are elected by the Australian National Imams Council Executive Committee and can hold the position for a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Egyptian-born Sheikh Al Afifi first visited Australia in 2000 to lead a Ramadan sermon and liked the country so much he decided to stay. Based in Melbourne, he's taught at Islamic schools and served as president of the Imams Council from 2010 to 2015. He admits, though, that there are issues, particularly when it comes to the radicalisation of young people.
We are doing well as a country, but of course we have some challenges, maybe regarding the kids, the young generations. We need to work hard to educate our kids, to keep them safe from terrorism, from drugs, from any bad effects from social media, for example.
At an interfaith iftar dinner held in Sydney, the incoming president of Australia's Uniting Church, Deirdre Palmer, says she's looking forward to working alongside Sheikh Al Afifi. Dr. Palmer says all religions have a responsibility to stand against intolerance, particularly in societies like Australia.
Australia is a multi-faith, multicultural society, and I think as the church we need to be engaged in ways that model ways of respectfully relating to one another in the world, because when we see some of the prejudice around us, that I think the church needs to stand for openness and acceptance.
Sheikh Al Afifi's predecessor, Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, was highly respected within the community for his politically moderate views. But he sparked controversy when he held back from describing the 2015 murder of New South Wales police worker Curtis Cheng by radicalised teenager Farhad Jabbar as terrorism, saying there wasn't enough evidence. His preference to respond in Arabic rather than English added to the criticism. Dr. Ibrahim, who says he speaks in Arabic so as to avoid being misquoted by the media, says he wishes things had happened differently.
It was a very trying and challenging time. This is a society where you don't need to rely on translating yourself. So long as you are respectful and educated and giving, this is what is important to people. There is no need to translate. But my biggest regret was that I responded to my critics.
Sheikh Al Afifi says he believes speaking English is crucial to connect with other Australians, and points out that most of his sermons and those of other imams are delivered in English. He says speaking the same language helps break down barriers.
Of course, when we understand each other and we speak the same language, because we're saying there is no them, it's an us. So we all speak the same language, we belong to the same culture, same country, same nation. So that makes things much easier.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.